Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today, we'll discuss the topic of being a fiduciary, what a fiduciary's responsibilities are to you, the clients. At its core, this is a relationship of trust and confidence based on loyalty and care. Things like devotion, respect, trust, and visions of the best possible outcomes devoid of conflicts. Let's cover several of the attributes and core duties identified by what is called the fiduciary standard. First, serve in the client's best interest. Fiduciaries put clients' best interests first, ahead of the advisor's interests, the firm's interests, and the interests of all others at all times. The best fiduciary advice for the client means that under the circumstances, no available option is materially better. This is what usually separates us from people who sell products, because their loyalties are divided at best. Second, act in the utmost good faith. This is fundamental to loyalty, as we advisors must be truthful, honest, and accurate in all communications. This is especially important regarding potential and actual conflicts, bad news about the portfolio, or mistakes that the advisor might make serving the client. Third, avoid conflicts of interest. Since there continues to be confusion in the marketplace between advisors and salespeople, it's important to distinguish this. Conflicts are like a cancer on objectivity. It would be very hard for well-meaning advisors to offer objectivity in the presence of a conflict. What seems to be persistent and worrisome is that some investors still don't even heed blunt, clear disclosure warnings of conflicts of interest. All advisors must avoid any material conflicts of interest and sharply minimize unavoidable ones and effectively mitigate or manage conflicts in the best interest of you, the client. Fourth, disclose all material facts and conflicts. Disclosure is the cornerstone of securities regulation, and advisors are required to make clear, complete, and timely disclosure of all material facts and conflicts, and their implications if clients wish to proceed with a certain transaction. Fifth, act prudently with the care, skill, and judgment of a professional. Starting with a prudent process, advisors investigate and assess an investment's or firm's characteristics based on objective criteria. This is also required using industry best practices when investigating, evaluating, and constructing a portfolio or a recommendation. Sixth, control investment expenses. If we fail to control inappropriate or unnecessary expenses, this is possibly considered a breach of duty and of loyalty. We are required to ensure that all fees, costs, and expenses passed on to the investor are fair and reasonable in relation to the services or the investments offered. Fiduciaries must be able to tell you how fiduciary and sales relationships differ. And this is made difficult by the fact that salespeople work pretty hard to sound like advisors with fiduciary duty, and fewer investors today have a fiduciary point of reference. Most people have someone they trust, whom they know always tells them the truth, always had their back, and always offers objective advice. We depend upon a close, personal, and confidential relationship to do what we do. So now you are armed with a much deeper understanding of what it means to hold a fiduciary responsibility to someone else. I hope that you can say that your current advisors, wealth managers, and investment professionals are being held to this high standard. And if not, well, now's the time to start asking questions. That's it for now. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.